Welcome to Your Five for the Day. At this Christmas time, remember that we celebrate an awesome event that has inspired great literature, music, poetry, and architecture. The message of Christ has transformed countless lives, has abolished slavery, and brought dignity to human life. Christianity has had immense historic influence in the development of our culture and national institutions. We are a country with a Christian heritage, and we should not be afraid to say so. 20 centuries ago, the God who created the universe, who had made man in his own image, himself became human. The Bible says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. What is more, the prophet Isaiah wrote something that science could never have told him. Inspired by God, he foretold Christ's coming not 9 months, but 6 centuries before it happened. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. These words, full of deep and powerful mystery, ring true precisely because they are true. Christmas is a special time of exchanging gifts as expressions of love, affection, or gratitude. It is, however, possible for someone to accept a gift and yet reject the giver. An impossible situation, you may say. Yet that is precisely how many of us have treated God this past year. We have taken his gifts of health, ability, job, home, food, family and friends, but we've never stopped to acknowledge or thank him. We've accepted the gifts, but rejected the giver. Unto us a son is given. Here the gift is the giver. We cannot reject it without rejecting him, and he is the Saviour of the world. There is much good in the world, but there is also much evil. Poverty, suffering, violence, war, exploitation, slavery, fear, discrimination and abuse. And who of us would dare suggest that there is nothing from which we need to be saved? Anger, lovelessness, destructive desires, egocentricity, greed, spite, envy, dishonesty and hypocrisy, to name but a few. Surely we would agree with G.K. Chesterton, who in response to a question in the Times, "What is wrong with the world?" wrote to the editor, "Dear Sir, I am, yours faithfully, G.K. Chesterton." Are we therefore doomed to live in a world in which it is always winter and never Christmas? No, because Christmas has indeed come. Into our world God speaks a message full of hope. You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. How is it to be done? Not, you will be glad to know, by suggesting another round of unrealistic New Year's resolutions. Moral codes are very important, but they cannot either forgive us or empower us to live as we know we ought. Christ can forgive because he died for us. The cross is the great point at which the suffering and sorrow, torture, trial and sin of the world ends up on Jesus' shoulders out of his love for us. Some people say that it makes no moral sense for one man to give himself for another man's sins. There is force to that objection if Jesus were merely a man. But Jesus was never only a man. He was God incarnate. Because Jesus is both God and man, he can offer us salvation as a gift, forgiveness, peace with God, new life and hope. Like all gifts, it has to be received. In this case, by our deliberate and willing act of repentance and trust in Christ. So let us make it our response today, in the words of that beautiful carol, "O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel." Thank you for listening, and God bless you at this Christmas time.